A better way to bank.
Welcome back to In Focus on this Wednesday morning. Brady Bowman with you, and I am now here with Gary Counties, USC 475 Executive Director of Communications, Matt Droege, and also here with K-5 STEM Coach for Gary County Schools, Dan Dinkle. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you.
And I'll ask you what I asked Tim and Kevin to start things off. Your favorite Glenn Campbell song?
Oh my gosh, I don't know any.
You don't know any?
No.
Rhinestone Cowboy?
Wichita Lineman? So in my former life, I was at the police department, and my training officer required me to listen to classic country music, and it just never stuck.
Huh, okay. We'll go with Wichita Lineman for you as well. Dan, did you have one?
I don't have
nothing.
Anything.
Okay. Homework today, guys. Listen to a little bit of Glenn Campbell. Lots of things going on for anybody in school districts. When's your first day for Gary County?
We start back to school next Wednesday, and our welcome back for employees is this Friday.
Okay. Any questions, comments, concerns? 75-537-1350 is the number to call. And Matt, I know you brought Dan here to talk about STEM, and I know Manhattan High has done a lot with STEM research. Actually, USC 383 has done a lot with STEM stuff. And everybody really seems to grab onto it.
Yeah, I wanted Mr. Dinkle to come and talk about STEM because he knows far more than I'll ever know about USD 475 STEM program. But this was one of those things that when I came to the district, I was so impressed with the program that we have and the emphasis on technology in the classroom. So I thought it was important to, as we start a new school year, let parents and the community and everyone know what's going on in 475.
Dan, what do you got to tell us?
Well, we have a whole lot going on with STEM. This summer, we worked on a grant in partnership with K-State Polytechnic, where we provided training for 20 teachers in the area of computer science. Troy Harding from K-State Polytechnic came over and provided a course to our teachers. We ended the week by visiting their campus. And then following that, we came back and provided a camp, student camp for 20 middle school students where the teachers got to apply what they learned through their training with the teachers. Some of those things we included were robotics, computer programming, and coding. We also included some 3D printing in that. And we'll repeat the process again next summer through the grant.
It seems to me, from what I've noticed and in hearing these stories about these STEM projects, is that it encourages a very key ingredient to learning, and that's enthusiasm. And yeah. It seems like everybody gets really enthusiastic about these programs.
Absolutely. STEM is, through working with students the last couple of years, that the interdisciplinary connectedness of the science, technology, engineering, and math really just lights that spark for our students. Also lights a spark for our teachers, brings that excitement back for our teachers, which also carries over to our students as well.
That kind of way it works, right? Students are excited, the teachers are excited, and vice versa in the ideal situation. You said you'll continue this for next summer. USD 383 has talked about how a lot of funding has shifted a lot with STEM, and that they've found some private help on that. How's funding look for 475 as far as STEM funding?
A lot of our STEM funding comes through grants, either through the Department of Defense or other funding sources. The elementary STEM grant, which I'm currently working in, our funding expires next year, so that we'll be looking for funding for that. But we did receive a grant that's a secondary STEM grant, so a focus is put on that secondary level to increase the STEM there. My position as a STEM coach, I work to provide support to our classroom teachers, whether that's through finding resources, modeling instruction. So the idea is by building the self-efficacy of our teachers, even after my position is gone, our teachers will have that knowledge base where they'll be able to continue to implement the STEM in the classroom because of the training and resources that we provided them.
And what type of I guess a two-part question. One, how's the participation been for 475, and when did you guys first start this?
I started my position 3 years ago, and the STEM implementation began through this grant was a four years ago. Through that grant, teachers grades 3 through 5, actually 3 through 6, received computers for each student. So that's been something that's really boosted the technology in our classrooms. But we really have teachers at first were a little hesitant. You throw words out like computer programming and coding, and you get a little resistance. But as we worked with them, they see that it's, you know, it's attainable, and they can learn how to incorporate it into their curriculum. We have a lot more eagerness to jump in and get started with us.
And very hands-on stuff, too.
Yeah, which is absolutely.
That's also one of the benefits of having coaches within the district. He can be a support to teachers that maybe are a little less comfortable with the subject matter, and they can work together to do what's best for kids in the classroom. So that coaching program is a key part of it.
Brady Bowman here with Matt Trogi and Dan Dinkle of Gary County Schools. Any questions, comments for these guys, give us a call, 75-537-1350. And Matt, you said a school is just a week away for Gary County. And how's the anticipation, especially for you, that's new in this job, still relatively new still? Talk about the excitement at Gary County School.
I kind of go back to my summer months as a student in elementary school, where you never think the summer is long enough. I could use another month to get ready for the upcoming school year. Everyone at the Devon Center, everyone in 475, I think, is equally as excited to start a new school year, see what achievements and accomplishments our students and staff can make in 2017-2018. We're excited to welcome all of our employees back this Friday at our general session.
And how's enrollment looking for this fall semester?
Our district is kind of unique because our enrollment ebbs and flows. A lot of it's dependent on the military. So enrollment is a little bit down over last year, but this is all kind of part of the flow of enrollment. We are still taking online enrollment, so if parents have procrastinated up until this point, they can still do their online enrollment and get their returning students enrolled in their school.
Any tips you might have for some parents with kids getting ready for that first day of school? It's always kind of an anxious time. I think especially the younger you are in school, you're maybe even a little more nervous about that first day than you are maybe if you're a senior in high school. You know, what tips you got have for them to kind of get ready for this school year?
I think just enjoy it. When I look back on my first days of school, my mom was a teacher when I was younger, so I've kind of grown up in schools. But I think enjoy it. It goes quick. You only have a kindergartner once, then their first grade, and then their second grade. And by the time you know it, they're experiencing graduation. So for parents, I think my advice would be to enjoy every moment. Every moment you can, go to those programs, get involved in the schools, and support your kids and their teachers.
Any big differences for USD 475 this year, going into this fall semester compared to last year, anybody should really know about? Or?
Well, one unique thing that we have is November 7th will be the bond election for the JCHS Way Forward. That's the new high school campaign. There's going to be ample amounts of information coming out once we've got it all packaged up and put on the web and print it out for the community. That'll all start in September. So we hope that registered voters in Gary County become informed on that issue. And if you're not already registered, you have until October 16th.
Dan, do you have, and actually Matt too, any first day of school memories that really, or stories that really stick out to you that you can share on radio?
I remember my very first day of high school when I was able to drive to school and how excited I was.
That's always an important day.
At that time, at MHS, the parking lot for those students was up at the zoo. So I was less excited when it was my first winter driving to school and walking from the zoo to the high school. But that's probably one of my fondest first day of school memories.
I think mine, looking at it from a teacher perspective, I remember my very first day in a classroom, sitting down in front of my 20 kids there, and one of them raised the hand and said, "So you're the teacher?" And I remember replying, "I guess so," you know, and and from there we went.
That started not strong there, huh? Okay. Well, do you guys have anything else that you want to talk about? Otherwise, we'll...
Well, one thing that I want to open up to anyone in the community, anyone in the public, on August 11th, this Friday at 7:30 at the Junction City Middle School, we'll be having Manny Scott. He is a speaker that speaks nationwide. He's one of the original Freedom Riders. His story is an inspiring one, so inspiring, in fact, that they made a movie, Freedom Riders, in 2007 with Hilary Swank. He's here to talk to our employees, but he's agreed to talk to the public as well. That's going to be free. All you have to do is show up, Junction City Middle School, 7:30 this Friday.
All right. Very good. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for coming on.
We come back, we'll talk with Greg McHenry. He's going to talk about dark store theory. He'll explain after this.